Uncovering your feelings in active addiction. Why is it hard for those just coming out of sexual addiction to explain why they acted out and how they were feeling? I've realized for many wives, understanding it, their spouse was not attracted to them, or whether or not they acted out of sexual lust is important. Why is it hard for the addict to look back and identify what made them have sex with another woman? It seems easy for the other side to say it was lust, attraction, excitement, etc. But my spouse said it was nearly impossible in those first months to identify the why and the feelings. He just said none of my descriptions felt right for him, and he discovered the feelings he felt were depression, shame, anger, and low self-worth, not lust, sexual attraction. How can you help the new hurt spouse understand that this is even possible? How can you explain that her spouse could be sexually attracted to her, not the AP, but still have affairs? It's really hard to believe, and it's hard to believe that one day the addict can have the revelation of how they felt and the whys. Can you explain why it takes so long to uncover? So why does it take so long to uncover? And that's a great question. I think part of it is for the addict, there are so many justifications, rationalizations, denial, all of the defense mechanisms that are in place. I mean, it's just a lack of honesty. I mean, just the dishonesty, not only with others but with themselves, really prohibits them from understanding a lot of why they do what they do. And even then, when they are honest, what they were doing was ultimately making, for many addicts, it was making them miserable. So it's not like they're going to sit there and go, yeah, I was doing it because of lust and excitement and all of those things. I mean, the very definition of addiction is it's something you don't control. Rather, it's a compulsion that ultimately controls you. And it seems like it should be good, but you get there and it doesn't work. And I think that for the hurt spouse, interestingly enough, again, they want, in our own self-centeredness, we want to think that somehow it is about us. We don't even know how to get our mind around it. So in that sense, you just immediately begin to look at, how was I not good enough? They must have been attracted to something more than me. And I guess one way that in my mind it's kind of worked out, that I look at it, is that the part of me that is the addict, it never really wanted any of that. I mean, it was a fantasy. It was an illusion. It was a way of creating chemicals, and it was a chemical addiction. It was never about caring for the other person, which is very sad. It was always, again, this depends on each person is very different, so I want to be careful and say that this is just kind of me, but each person, is different in that sense. But it really wasn't about wanting the other person's per se. It was just about a behavior that had become compulsive from the time, I was a young teen. And the person I wanted was my mate. But it's like I had, like I always said, the good sex and the bad sex, and I didn't know how to break out of that. So I do think that begins to occur with people over time. And, I believe that as time goes along, you'll begin to have better insight as to why all of that is. Why does it take so long to uncover? It just takes a long time to move through our defense mechanisms and begin to truly see ourselves as we are. You know, I think that oftentimes one of God's greatest gifts to us is denial. Because if we really looked at the reality of what we were and what we had done, it would probably kill us. And I think God only reveals to people as quickly as they can handle it what the reality is. And maybe our ability to accept and to see the reality, part of that's about growing up and becoming less self-centered. And that takes time, which is probably why it takes so long for everything to get uncovered. Maybe a long way around it, but hopefully that answers the question to that. So let's see.